From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. He's charged with murdering his ex-girlfriend's boyfriend by stabbing him in the heart, and this week an Orrick father was arraigned. 30-year-old Ronald Lorero Jr. charged with murder and child endangerment as his three young sons were in the backseat of the car in which Lorero allegedly stabbed Vernon Weatherford to death. Lorero already has two strikes on his record under California's three strikes and you're out law. He was convicted of assault with a firearm in 2007, assault with a deadly weapon in 2015. Sexual battery counts face a man previously ordered to register as a sex offender. Police say Ralph Horn of Eureka was arrested on sexual battery counts this week. It happened on the 800 block of I Street. Horn had previously been convicted of committing lewd or lascivious acts with a child under 14 years of age in 2004, according to meganslaw.ca.gov. Some progress being made in battling the Mendocino Complex fire. While the ranch fires reached 253,000 acres, containment's now at 46%. The river fire's grown to just under 49,000 acres, 81% containment. Fire officials hoping to have full containment of the fire by September 1st. In all, 116 homes and 105 other structures have been destroyed. 10,300 structures said to be threatened by the fire. Wednesday, on the ranch fire, crews focused on tying together the southeast corner near Indian Valley, successfully working towards holding the eastern section. Also, work progressed around Pine Mountain Project and towards the Snow Mountain Wilderness fire crews. Additionally, work progressed around Pine Mountain Project and towards the Snow Mountain Wilderness. Fire crews were successful eliminating potential fire threats and decreasing spotting potential in the southern section of the fire. Well, more than 500 people from throughout Humboldt County are expected to take part in the annual Arcata Out of the Darkness Community Walk. It's hosted by the Greater San Francisco Bay Area Chapter at 10 a.m. September 9th at Arcata Plaza. The fundraising walk supports the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention's local and national education and advocacy programs and has a goal to reduce the annual suicide rate 20% by 2025. A woman who 2 years ago hit a cashier with a hammer at a Walgreens is headed to the California Department of Hospitals. Erica Lee Stevens of Eureka said at the time that she thought she was protecting the world against aliens. She picked up the hammer from the hardware aisle at the Walgreens at Harris and Harrison and hit the employee whom she thought was not entirely human. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.